the work first. It is called Canary. This book. I would like to talk about my experience which I had in small village in northern part of Japan. But first of all, I would like to talk about this project called Canary. So the canary is the name of the canary is the bird, breathes 6 times faster than human body. So when the worker, in the very old time, the worker take canary bird to the coal pit, and the canary bird is the poisonous gas finder. So if the canary die, there's a poisonous gas, so the worker has to run away immediately. So this canary project, I did a project in, it's better without my
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to play the video work, so So I did a photo shooting in Brisbane in Australia, and the Sendai in Japan, and Singapore, and Berlin in Germany. So I did a lot of field works in that countries, and then I made this project. So how can I say, it's the looking on a face to the actual world with camera is quite difficult, because I cannot ignore anything inside of the what I took. So how can I say, it's the camera, sometimes I feel like a little canary bird. So I feel like I had a little canary bird inside of my body when I had a photo shooting in those countries. So, So I showed Canary video work. I took around 5,000 photographs during this project, and I just chose 60 pictures in this book, but I couldn't throw it away at the 4,090-something photograph. So, and I wanted to bring back my memory when I take photograph. So I editing the photograph with actual shutter speed. So I wanted to bring back the photograph to the real time axis. So for example, if I take one picture for 0.2 second, I play it on 0.2 second or something like that. So I use the Final Cut Pro program, but for example, 0.001 second, it's impossible to show the video work, it's subliminal. So I try to edit as much as possible to close to the real actual shutter speed. So the reason why I made that video work, I wanted to recall my memory when I take picture. So reason why, because I started taking photograph when I was 16 years old. I used just a little instant, little small instant automatic camera. So taking photograph is so easy for me, I think for our generation. So the taking photograph should be easy, not should be difficult, if it's a huge manual large format camera, maybe I couldn't start taking photograph. So but somehow I just push the button, then I can take photograph. So I can take photograph of you, even I cannot touch you. That's the photograph, and that's the distance with me and the subject, and me and the landscape. So that the really a little bit complicated things is quite comfortable for me. The distance from me and the subject is so far. If I draw something on my hand, from my hand, the image directly comes from my hand, so that the distance is image and me is really close. So from for me, that the distance is really uncomfortable. So that's why I just jumped into the photograph, to taking photograph, and So, but sometimes when I take photograph, makes me feel still something from somewhere or sometimes. So, and if I take some photograph but I couldn't understand anything what's going on inside of the photograph. So, so I wanted to make a real relationship with me and the world inside of the photograph. So I was thinking, how can I do? So for example, when I take photograph something in outside, I just push the button and then I just back home. So that's the frustrated. It's because I couldn't make any good relationship with subject. I just took the photographs. So and then that's the, you know, that's the big, how can I say, the questionnaire comes from me, from this project. So that the one place I took lots of photographs in Canary series in Sendai. So I planned to back to the Miyagi prefecture in here. Then at that time I was living in Berlin in Germany, but I just decided to move into Miyagi prefecture, which is I took a lot of photographs in Canary project. So and then I start look for the place where I can live, and then I met very beautiful ocean and very beautiful pine woods forest. And then it was really beautiful pine woods forest, and I suddenly feel fall in love, and then I really wanted to live inside of the forest. And then I feel I don't need to take photograph, but I would like to stay here forever. So, and then I just looked the house, and then I knocked the door, and then I asked the people who live there, is there any empty house where I can use as an artist studio? And then he said, I don't know, but please go to that house. And then I just knocked the door again, and then I asked the same question, and then he said, same answer, and then he said, please go to that house. And then I knocked 4 or 5 doors in the small village. And then I finally reached the house of the boss of the village. And then I just noticed this beautiful ocean and the beach and the forest is in the village. And it's called Kitakama Village. I was looking for the house around here, and then I knocked the door around here, and then here, and here, and here, and then that is the house of the boss of the village. And he understood what I want to do in this village. And because I'm a photographer, and then I explained a lot what I'm doing, and then he suddenly suggests, if you can take a picture, this is very small village, only 370 people live and 100 families, but this village is slowly depopulation village, so slowly dying, and we don't have any more children anymore. So, but we have lots of festivals and activity and the ceremonies and the gathering almost every day. So, but there's not so many young people anymore. So please document for a year, and then please became a official village photographer for a year, and then I will take care of you a studio inside of the pine woods. And then I said yes immediately, because it was a wonderful idea, because I just took the photograph only for me as an artist activity, but I became an official village photographer, and then I get an artist studio inside of the pine woods. So and then suddenly, you know, the village photographer's life has started. Yeah, and then it was really beautiful, because in the winter time, the snowing a lot to the beach, and like the Lord like snake, it suddenly appeared. And the pine woods shows lots of light, the different kind of light. And the foggy days, misty days, and then in the sunset time. And then I lent a small container, and then I said, please put on here. And then I got the permission to build a small container inside of the pine woods forest from Japan country. Then I got electricity from the city. And it was my artist studio. And then I rent a little toilet and the fastest internet too. Inside of the studio. Then, you know, I became a village photographer, so I knocked the door everyone's house, and then I explained what I'm going to do this year in this village. Then I took everything inside of the village. So
So this is the festival.
There are temples and the shrine and the community center inside of the village. So many activities going on almost every day. But at that time, I was just like an alien from somewhere else. So the children has ignored me a lot. Maybe children scared me a lot because they don't know me. But it was really hard time because I would like to take picture with my children, but they just look down when I face to the camera. And after 6 months, I slowly get into the community, and then people just remember me. And I spend really good time inside of the village. And I did everything about the photography in the village. For example, this is the memorial stone inside of the pine wood, but nobody knows what is right down because it's so moldy. So I washed it, and then I used a Photoshop, and then with black ink, and then it shows up what's right down for them. And sometimes, people just ask me, please take picture in the very beautiful flower in my garden, and then I said yes. And this is the facilitator of shrine for the historical, in the histories, and it was really, you know, that it was really dirty, and then there's no name and no date on it, so I retouch the pictures, and then I clean up, and then I searched who is who, and then who died when, and then I gave back to the shrine. And since 6 months I spent in the village, everybody just call me, you know, to taking a private photograph. For example, 20 years old ceremony time, or family portrait, or when the baby born, or weddings, and a lot. Sometimes the stage and the vegetable selling women. The gate balls, just drink beers, I have to go and take picture, and the portrait. He already retired, but he wore when he was young, wanted to take picture. And sometimes I teach how to use camera to them or sometimes the old lady just gave me, passed me a small instant camera and said, I don't know how to get the photograph from this. So I said, yes, and then I ran to the supermarket, and then I said to the labo, and then received the small picture and then give it back. Or sometimes I choose the frame, because people just asking, please choose the good frame with this picture, and then I said yes. So there are many, many work which I can use for the photographic techniques. So it was really wonderful experience for me. Yeah, and then I did everything, every work to the volunteer for them, but everyone has gave me a lot of vegetables, meat, and every day something. So it was great exchange to me and the people who live in the village. So, and after a year, old lady has just called me and said, please come to my house. There's a lot of record and documents of this Kitakama village. So, and then, so please just come to my house. And if you know about, if you want to know about our village history, and then I said yes. And then I went to the house, and then she showed me a lot of diaries. 40, 50 years. And then she showed me a lot of pictures too when she was young. And then suddenly I got an idea, maybe a document of the old people's talking is also became one of the village photographer can do. So I started to taking oral history inside of the Kitakama village. And then I document around 40 to 50 old people's talk, around 2 hours each, or something like that. And then that's the experience to hearing the oral history is really great, because around 80 years ago in Japan and now it's so different, totally different world, because there were war and starvation and also the cultivation and very difficult time to eating and also the type of the what kind, how can I say, the everyday life itself is totally different nowadays in Japan, and then 80, 90 years old. So I really shocked from them experienced, because I never ever had before. And then I couldn't believe everything happening in my country, in Japan. So, but sometimes the people talked too much about the privacy. So I was an alien, so people can talk anything because I was an alien, so it's not care about anything. So, and then I slowly doubt about, is this good for recording or a document? Then it was really difficult issue, but I just decided to keep inside of my heart. Then, and the northern part of Japan, the Japanese accent speaking, Japanese talking accent, intonation is really different from the south. So, first few months when I start to record oral histories, it was really difficult because sometimes I couldn't understand what they talk. So I record the video and I typed what they say, one by one. And then I transcribed onto the paper with handwriting, and I chanted many times. And then it was really good training for me, because after this oral history transcript and then write it down and the chanting many times, I could talk the accent, the strong accent of Kitakama village. So then I could understand what they talk, and then it was like just a song sometimes, because all the people talk really strong accent. But since then I could understand everything. So and then one day this lady came to my house and then said, please take a photograph for my funeral. And then I'm not sure there is a funeral funeral photograph in New Zealand, but there is a funeral portrait in Japan. And then after the funeral the family take care this picture to the wall and then pray every morning. So and then sometimes all the people ask me, please take my picture for my funeral, as a joking. But and then I said, no, it is too fast, it's too early for you. But at that time she was so serious, because she lost her husband few months ago. Then she was really serious to taking my own funeral portrait for own funeral. So and then I said yes, and then I took her funeral portrait. And then that experience is just exceeds the work of the village photographer, because it's something different from the normal village photographer work. So and then I started to think about why I'm started to taking photographs and why I'm so serious about the photograph. So her photo shooting just gave a question, a root meaning of the photograph for me. So then I started. Yeah, so then I started taking own artwork inside of the village. And then, for example, the artwork inside of the village is in this photo book. So if you are interested after my talk, please have a look. For example, I show one example. One old man has shown me the very old picture with his grandfather shown on. This is grandfather. And then he, because Kitakama village has cultivation by pine woods forest, so they make farm and they make own house inside of the pine woods. So they have to cut the pine woods and then take it off and then clean up and then make farm. So it was really hard work. And then he explained a lot how hard it was, but I cannot feel how hard it was. So I just offered the family who take care of the pine woods, is it possible to take to cut the one pine wood? And then they said yes. So I cut one pine wood, and then I dig the hole, and then I found a very huge root under the ground. And then I feel like, okay, I found his grandfather, which is in the photographs. So then I just painted in a white, because you know when the people die in Japan, and the people make up in a white powder for the funeral. So I painted in a white. Then I used a crane to hang up the root, and then I just I just called them, please come to the pine woods. I found your grandfather. And then they said yes. And then the roots looks like a heart and a broad line for me. So I cut the one of the roots here. And then I just sand to the, his body. So the one of the broad line, this is his grandfather. And then this one of the broad line connected to his body. Yeah, so I took a lot of, I did a lot of photo shooting inside of the village with people who live in village. And then, but the, after 2 years I spent in village, the earthquake has happened. And this was around here was my village and the artist studio here and my house was here. And then this is the Sendai Airport. Maybe you saw a lot of news on the Sendai Airport, yeah? So the village, it's everything is gone by tsunami. I think the earthquake wasn't so big, but the tsunami, you know, flush out everything. So, and then we lost 54 people inside the 370 village, people's village. And then we moved to the shelter and then start living together. And was like that. And then we try to find who is missing. So we had a very difficult time of these few months. If the house looks really okay, but the inside is not. But I try to make up new studio in the forest. Then a lot of photographs has just flashed out from the house. And then the photographs is quite strong for the water. It's quite easy to find in the landscape because it looks really strong on the landscape. So we found lots of photographs on the ground. And then he's the mushroom hunter in the village. And he found lots of photographs. So I just follow him and then I collect lots of photographs. And then we put the container on the road, and then everybody just, if they found the photographs, just put on a container. So everybody found lots of photographs And we cleaned up the community center. This is the community center in Kitakama village. And it was like that. But we cleaned up. Then collect the photographs. And if the people found the money, have to go to the police. But if people found the photograph, just bring it to the community center. So then, you know, I suddenly noticed, okay, this is also one of the work for the village photographer. So I immediately started washing up and then drawing up to the family portrait. And then we had a lot of drama inside of the community center. One story is the one woman had a lot of family photographs inside of her house, but she wanted to throw it away, so she just packed it up and then keep it on somewhere in a small room in her house, but suddenly earthquake and a tsunami has happened. This photograph, which she wanted to throw it away, has flashed out. So everybody picked it up and then just called her, "I found your photograph." So every photograph just back to her place, but she wanted to throw it away. So she just collect everything and then she just put on a bin, and then she went to her house and then threw it away. But the next day, her cousin went to her house and then picked up the lots of photographs and then bring it to her place, which is the shelter. And then I found lots of your photographs. And then I said, "No, I wanted to throw it away, but no, it's okay. Thank you so much," she said. And then she just bring it in again. And then finally, she just, this is, I don't need it anymore, this is just, I would like to throw it away, and then she threw it away in a shelter. So for her, the photograph is just the paper, not the photograph. But on the other side, one woman, she lost her daughter. Also, she couldn't find any picture of her, so she came to the community center almost every day, and then she tried to find her own daughter's pictures. And then I know her face, so I tried to find her photograph with her almost every day. And then I suddenly noticed, so maybe, you know, for her, it's small, for her, the photograph is not the photograph. The photograph is the daughter itself. So for the experience from the washing photograph cleaning project in Kitakama Community Center, is the photograph, the value is so wide from the trash to the actual human. So I never ever had that kind of experience, because the tsunami has just flushed out lots of private photographs. So I couldn't touch these family portraits, even I'm a village photographer, because it is so precious and inside of the each family. And then it's so strange things. I know everyone's face in the village. So when I washing and drying the photographs, I know who is who. So, and then But I just spent 2 years inside of the village. But I heard lots of oral history from everyone. So I just suddenly noticed, maybe this is this, you know, this is that. So I just, I know I had a lot of stories from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and then I found a picture from that age. So, and then it was really strange. I just re-experienced the memory from the pictures. And then when I dry up the photograph on the table, and then it's quite practical because people can find own photograph quite easily on the table. And one day the strong wind has just break through the curtains in the community center, and everything is going, you know, everywhere. And then we started covered with strings. And then I guess that each family has a 1,000 photographs. 1,000 photographs. So, and then I guess the 30% of photographs has found and then gathered to the community center. So I counted the how many photographs inside of the community center. It was 30,000 photographs. So, and then I noticed, okay, so maybe the 99% of the photograph in this world is family portrait. Is not the artwork, it's maybe family portrait. So, and then I experienced and I feel lots of strongness of the family portrait. And then what is, then I noticed what is the pictures, and then what is the photograph, and what is the world inside of the photograph. It's not the moment somewhere in the past. It's something, it's totally something else. And then through this project, I think that taking, why I'm starting taking photographs, or why I'm so serious about the photographs, because the inside of the space of the photograph is not about the time. It's the photograph, taking photograph is meaning of the release from the past or present or future. There is no time. This is something else, somewhere else. So how can I say, it's the inside of the photographs that show up what we cannot see with our naked eyes. So these kind of experience has still so strong stayed inside of me. And around 70% of the photographs from this community center has back to the own person. So I'd like to keep this project. Then the show I'm going to have in this space in October is slightly different, but I will show the lots of the pictures when I was before the tsunami, and I'm going to show some documents what kind of experience I had in Kitakama village. So yeah, it's okay. Yeah.